All right, well, I want to welcome Ajahn Jeff. Ajahn Jeff will lead us this weekend in this teaching on the five faculties. Mm-hmm. Fortunate that Ajahn Jeff has come and to Victoria and taught several times. And Ajahn Jeff is also known as Tanissaro Bhikkhu. I'll mention the books at the back, which are either translations, which Ajahn has done, or original writings. So these are freely offered. Ajahn Jeff is the abbot of Meta Forest Monastery in Southern California, and he's a very well-respected teacher and author and translator of the Dhamma. And so, welcome.
Thank you,
Ajahn.
Thank you. Okay, my teacher always used to say, "Don't talk Dharma to anybody unless they've meditated." So let's meditate first. Okay, if you have a method you're already satisfied with, go ahead and meditate that way. Otherwise, we'll have a guided meditation. Start with thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for your happiness, true happiness, harmless happiness. Because true happiness comes from within, that's one of the reasons why we're meditating. But it also means that your true happiness doesn't have to conflict with anyone else's, which is why goodwill can be a universal or unlimited attitude, something you can feel for everyone without any conflict. So, start with thoughts of goodwill for yourself. May I be truly happy? May I understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on them. And then spread the same thought to others. Start with people who are close to your heart, your family, your very close friends. May they find true happiness too. And then spread those thoughts out in ever-widening circles to people you know well and like. To people you like, even though you don't know them so well. To people you're more neutral about. And to people you don't like. Remember what a wish for happiness means. Happiness has to come from people's actions. So you're wishing that they, if they've been cruel or heartless or just thoughtless, they can see the errors of their ways and change their ways of acting. And that's a wish you can have for anybody without any hypocrisy. And the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness within, without our having to settle old scores. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds, east, west, north, south, above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. Now bring your attention to the breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths, and notice where you feel the breathing process in the body. And remember, by the word breath here, it's not so much the air coming in and out of the lungs, but the movement of energy through the body that allows the air to come in and go out. And that energy can be felt anywhere in the body. Just try to notice where is it most prominent right now. Focus your attention there, and then notice if the breath feels comfortable there. If it does, keep up the long, deep rhythm. If not, you can change. Shorter, faster, slower, heavier, lighter. You can experiment for a while to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels best for the body right now. If your mind wanders off, just drop whatever thought it is and you'll be back at the breath. Wanders off 10 times, 100 times, just bring it back 10 times, 100 times. Don't get discouraged. The fact that you've caught it is a good sign. And each time you come back, reward yourself with a breath that feels especially gratifying. Think of parts of the body that seem to be starved of breath energy and breathe in a way that allows them to have a share. And of course, one breath feels really good. Why stop at one? If you reward yourself in this way, the mind will be more and more inclined to want to come back and to stay. If there are any pains in the body, don't focus there. Focus on the parts of the body that you can make comfortable by the way you breathe. Now there's sometimes a problem. As the breath gets more comfortable, you go for the comfort and drop the breath. In which case your basis for your concentration is going to get lost. So to counteract that tendency, the next step is to breathe in and out aware of the entire body. And a good way to build up to that whole body awareness is to first go through the body section by section to familiarize yourself with how the breathing feels in different parts of the body and to see how you can bring the different parts into a coordinated breath that feels whole and nourishing for the entire body. A good place to start is down around the navel. Locate that part of the body in your awareness and watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out, to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels good there. If you sense any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax so that no new tension builds up as you breathe in, and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. Now bring your attention up to the solar plexus, the area right in front of the stomach, and follow the same three steps there. In other words, one, locate that part of the body in your awareness. Two, watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out, to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. And three, if there's any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax. Now bring your attention to the middle of the chest and follow the same three steps there. Now bring your attention at the base of the throat and follow the same steps there. And now bring your attention to the middle of the head. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy coming in not only through the nose, but also through the eyes and the ears. In from the back of the head, down from the top of the head, going deep into the brain. As you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the head in all directions, working through any patterns of tension you may feel, say, around the jaws, the eyes, the forehead. And dissolving those patterns of tension away. Now bring your attention to the back of the neck, right at the base of the skull. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there from the back, and going down through the neck, shoulders, the arms, the hands, down to the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, think of the energy radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. Now keep your attention focused to the back of the neck. This time as you breathe in, think of the energy going down both sides of the spine, down to the tailbone. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the entire spinal column into the air. And as you get more sensitive to this part of the body, notice if you're holding more tension, say, in the right side of your back than the left side. Whichever side is holding more tension, allow that side to relax, to bring things into balance. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now bring your attention down to the tailbone. As you breathe in, think of the energy entering there and then going down through the hips, the legs, out to the tips of the toes. And then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And that completes one cycle in the survey of the body. If you were meditating on your own, you could go through the body again, as many times as you'd like, until you're ready to settle down. But for the time being, let's everybody settle down in one spot. Choose one spot in the body that seems most congenial to stay focused. Allow your attention to settle there. And then from that spot to spread out and fill the whole body. So you're aware of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. And watch out for any tendency your range of awareness may have to shrink. To prevent that, you can remind yourself each time you breathe in, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. And let the breath find whatever rhythm feels best. Your main concern is to maintain this centered but broad awareness. It's healing for the body, healing for the mind. Because it's still and all around at the same time. It provides a good foundation for insights to arise. But for the time being, don't worry about the insights. Try to make the foundation strong. Before you leave meditation, think thoughts of goodwill once more. Think of what a sense of peace or well-being you felt for the past session, and dedicate it to others. Either specific people you know are suffering right now, or to all living beings in all directions. May we all find peace and well-being in our hearts.